Hashem, we pointed out that Hashavas Aveda really has two halves to it, a mitzvah saseya of Hashav Teshivim, and also the lav darais of Lo Suchal Lihisalim. And if you look in Parshas Kiseitse in Dvarim Perachav Beis, the Torah presents this mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The next mitzvah the Torah presents is that of Shiluah Chakan. The next is Vasisa Makil Gagecha. And in all three cases, there are classic examples of a lav and an essay. We raised a very, very fundamental issue. What exactly is the relationship between the lav and the essay? To what extent does each one have a life of its own? They run in different directions. Or do we argue that's not true, that each one complements the other? And to what extent should we assume that they are chal b'vasachas? It's a classic starting point, just very, very quickly. What we started to discuss was Malachan Shabbos, Malachan Yantiv. That also, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Dalet, Beit Zadav Ches, that Asiyas HaMalachan Shabbos and Yantiv is also a lav and an essay. And why is that so significant? If a person, Rachman Letzon, is Mechala Yantiv, then it's a lav and an essay. So in those two sugyas, Shabbos, Chav Dalet, Beit Zadav Ches, the Gemara writes, Rav Ashi. That's why you can never apply on Yantiv the principle of essay dochalos essay. If a person is in a situation where he has an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, but it was chil yantiv, maybe you would think the mitzvah should be docha, esi docha los esay, and yantiv, that's not an option, because yantiv is a lav and an essay, and that is the klal of en esi docha los esay, vesay. So for example, Shabbos Chaf Dalet is there's a mitzvah, sreifas kodshim. You cannot be sorry kodshim and yantiv, because en esi docha los esay vesay. Beit Zadav Ches, a person does shchita an yantiv, heter gomer, melechas al panefesh. All of a sudden he realizes that he doesn't have dirt for the purpose of kisei adam, but accessing that dirt is going to be a melacha daraisa. You cannot violate melechas yantiv for the mitzvah of kisei adam, because the Gemara says, ein esei dochalos esei v'esei. So Tosus raises, Kedush Naflamedale, that stunning kasha, that there's a fundamental difference between men and women. Men are obligated in a lav and obligated in an essay. Tosu says women, they're obligated in lav, that certainly is true, but women are exempt from mitzvah essay shehazmangram. And such a stunning chiddush of Tosus, women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos and the essay of Yantiv, because it's an essay, but obviously it's considered to be time-bound. So that's Tosus Kasha. In all those cases of the Gemara, that we can't allow essay dochalosus and yantiv because there's an essay, that shouldn't apply to women. So you can take a look at that Tosus. But the Ran on that sugya, Kedush Naflamidale, the Ran Daf Yudale, and Daf Yerif writes, the whole assumption, the whole premise of Tosus is not true. When you have a standalone mitzvah essay, sukkah, lulav, shofar, you're right, women are exempt. But when something is a lav and an essay, they're inseparable. They're inseparable. We don't say you're obligated in half, but you're obligated in the whole. So if something is just an essay, women are exempt. But if women are obligated in the lav of malacha, they're obligated in the essay. So Tosus is kasha, does not begin, just like when it comes to a man. In essay dochalos essay, the same thing is true when it comes to a woman as well. So that ran is a twofold chiddush. Chiddush number one is that the lav and the essay cannot be separated. They're inseparable. Chiddush number two, okay, I can't separate them, but how do you tilt? Women should be obligated in the lav. They should be exempt from the essay. So you can't separate them. So they're obligated in both. They're exempt from both. So the Ran writes, obviously, the lav is the koveya. The lav is the koveya. And whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. In other words, that the essay is a function of the lav. And when you look in the Ramban in that very sugya, Kedush Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, Lamed Dal, Lamed Aleph, the Ramban seems to write the opposite, and the Ramban uses as an example Hashavas Aveda. That's what's so relevant for us. There, the Gemara says the following. I'll give you an example of a mitzvah sasei she'en hazman grama. And obviously, women are obligated in mitzvah sasei she'en hazman grama. And what is an example? So unbelievable. The Gemara gives these examples from Parshas Kiseitse. Hashavas Aveda, Shiluach HaKan, the mitzvah of Zisa Makul Gagecha. Those are not time-bound mitzvahs. So obviously, women are obligated. Ooh, so Ramban raises such a kasha. How can you prove from those cases that women are obligated in a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman gram? How can you argue that's true? Of course, women are obligated in all three of those cases, because all three of those cases there's a lav, and women are obligated in lavin. So maybe I'll tell you, look, if you have a case where there's a lav and women are obligated, so if they're obligated in the lav, they're obligated in nesay. But if you have a standalone mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama, how can you prove from those cases that women are obligated? I'm going to tell you woman is obligated in mezuzah. You're going to tell me, how do you know? It's a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama. How do you know women are obligated in mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama? You're going to tell me, hashavas aveda. I'm going to tell you, no, they're only obligated in hashavas aveda because there's a lav. How can you compare that to a case of mezuzah? So that's what the Ramban writes as the punchline, that no, in all three of those cases, the lav and the essay are inseparable, and the starting point is the essay. The starting point is the essay. Since women are obligated in the essay, they're obligated in the lav. And if they would be exempt from the essay, they would be exempt from the lav. So it sounds similar, but almost opposite of the Ran. Similar to the Ran in the sense that you can't separate. But okay, can't separate. So what is the starting point? What is the koveya? Is the essay a function of the lav? Is the lav a function of the essay? They seem to argue the opposite. The Ran writes, start with the lav. The Ramban writes, start with the essay. Right? In Poshav Shat, there's no stira. But each sheet of the Ramban and the Ram are mashlimim as the essay. Because if you're going to ask me, what do you start with? I would tell you, well, the answer is it depends. Very, very simply. Is the Torah demanding kum v'essay? Or is the Torah insisting on sheval tasa? If the Torah insists don't, well, isn't it clear when it comes to don't, the lav is considered to be the ikar? When it comes to chilul Shabbos, isn't it obvious that the lav is the ikar? The lav is kares, skila, chatos. The lav is the ikar. You never find any kares, skila, chatos when it comes to this thing. So if I'm going to ask you in the scheme of things that what is the ikar, what is the tefillah, what is the function of what? Isn't it clear the essay is a function of the lav? But when it comes, for example, to our case of hashavas aved, it's true. When you look in Ram Chav Beis, the pasuk has an essay of hashev teshive, and the Torah has a lav alosuch liyisalein. What is the starting point? You know how the pasuk presents it? The starting point is hashev teshive. No, that's pasuk aleph. When you get to pasuk gimel, losuch liyisalein. Of course, the starting point is that. What is the desire of the Torah? The desire of the Torah is that lost object be returned, Hashem Teshivim. And in order to make sure that indeed, you will return the object, and you don't just simply turn a blind eye, the Pasuk says, Lo Sire and Lo Sucha Li Yisalein. Now so, but the Lo Sucha Li Yisalein is clearly a function of the mitzvah Sashava. So the starting point is, that's exactly the Ramban. Isn't it obvious that women are obligated in Hashev Teshivim? Because it would not make sense to say that women are obligated in Losuch Liyisalein and be exempt from Hashev Teshivim. So that's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes, that realize in the broadest case that these elements are indeed related. The purpose of the love of Losuch Liyisalein is to bolster, to fortify, to support the mitzvah saseh of Hashev Teshivim, Hashev Teshivim. Important, important Chiddush. And it's not a stira when it comes to the case of the Ran. And therefore, one can agree, the Ran and the Ramban, very, very clear. It doesn't mean the Lav and the Essay are absolutely identical. It doesn't mean they're absolutely identical. You know, if I were to ask you, what is the Lav of Malacha on Shabbos or on Yantiv? Isn't the answer absolutely explicit? And that is, what is the Lav? The Lav is Lamitas Malachos. Lamites Malachos, no, Mishnah and Shabbos, Daf, Ayin Gimel. What is the essay? What is the essay of Shabbos and Yom Tov? That answer is not so simple. It could be that the essay has certain elements that you don't have in the love. Who states this great, great Kiddush? That there are elements to the essay that you don't have in the love? This is Ramban in Parshas Emor. Ramban in Vayikra Perachav Gimel Pasach Chav Dalet, where the Ramban writes, this is such a magnificent, Ramban writes this, you know, you're smart enough, you can have a regular weekday without being Mechal Shabbos. You know, you learn Melech Shabbos very, very well, And you're going to know, like all the kunsen, right? You're going to know how you can kind of avoid lamites malachos. So you get up in the morning, you go to work. How do you go to work? The Rabban writes, you get on your horse. You know what? Riding a horse, sugin beitzah, aflamet vav. That's nisid rabban. Good. You start buying and selling. No, buying and selling. Mechal chomemkar is nisid rabbanon. You know what? I'd like to write down what I buy and sell because maybe I won't remember it. Okay, you know what? You'll write klacher yad. Or you'll have a guy write for you. Now, so the Rabban writes, you know, you can have a regular business day on Shabbos. Literally, chanuyos psuchos. No, the store will be open. You're going to do absolute business. And you're just going to see to it that you don't violate any of the lamites halachos. The Rabban writes, can it possibly be that that's called Shemir Shabbos? Can that really be Shemir Shabbos? That's the Torah vision. That get up Shabbos morning, go ride on your horse, open up your business, and just write klafayat. No, or write ayideyakov. That's the Torah's vision of Shabbos. The Rabban writes, that's why it's not enough to have a lav. That's why you have to have an essay. Because the Rabban writes, the essay is going to cover all those things as well. The essay is going to cover that which the Rabban writes is Meleches Tircha V'Omel. Or the Rambam writes in Perchav Dalech of Hashanah, the essay is going to cover Uvda Dechol, even if it's not a Malacha. In other words, when I turn to this guy and I say, you know that what you're doing is not Shabbos Dik? You know what Shabbos Dik means? It means you won't be killed for it. There's no skila, but it's an Issa D'Aisa. It's an essay. It doesn't mean like it's not within the spirit of Shabbos. No, it means that it's an Issa D'Aisa. Even if it's not a malacha d'araisa. And that's the heart of the Rambam. That's why you have to have an essay. So the essay is pretty encompassing. The essay covers a lot of things. Yeah?
But is it so clear from the essay exactly what is Shabbos Dik?
Right, so that you have to define. Minchas Sinach writes, Masra Kasav L'Chacham. What is, what isn't? The Rambam writes, Meleches Tircha V'Amra. The Rambam writes, anything which will detract from the Kedusha of Shabbos. There's certain things. You're going to have an organized game, right? You're going to have your organized baseball game. But you know what? There won't be an Isser Potsah because, you know, I'll just have mechitzas around the diamond, no? So, hard to imagine that that's kind of the Torah's vision of Shabbos. So it's not that it's mutter, but a ben Torah shouldn't do so. It's an Issah D'Araisa. Not, but you know what? It's true that if they're mechitzas, you're not going to violate the malach of Hotzah. Right? It's true. But the Ramban writes, realize that's the essay. You can take a look at a Ritva. The Ritva is found in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, where the Ritva quotes this Ramban, and the Ritva signs off and writes that this is a Margolis. Right? Biyadeinu meha Ramban. This is like a gem, a pearl. This Chiddush Ramban in Parsha Semo. So realize, the essay can have dimensions that the lav doesn't have, but nonetheless, it's a lav and an essay where the ikar ha'aveir is lamites malachos. And whoever is obligated in lav will obligate it in the essay. The Minchas Chinuch even raises the following kasha. Minchas Chinuch is found in mitzvah reish tzadi zayin. Wait, women are only obligated, Ron says, because whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. But the lav is lamites malachos. The lab is this big. The essay is this big. In other words, there's part of the essay that overlaps the lab. There's part of the essay that's independent. And women are only obligated in the essay, the Ran says, because they're obligated in the lab. So Minchas Chinuch raises the following issue. Can you split the essay? And can you argue that women are only obligated in the aspects of the essay that overlap the lab, but when the essay has a life of its own, ooh, women are going to be exempt, and not surprising. Minchas Chinuch writes, you can't do that. That women are obligated in the entirety of the essay. So even though it's clear that the lav and essay are not identical, but nonetheless, right? The essay is a function of the lav when it comes to malacha. And here, when it comes to Shabbos Aveda and Rabbanai, the opposite is true. The starting point is the essay. The Torah desires that you go out of your way to return ilos chefetz, and in order to ensure that that's true, lo sucha li'isam. But doesn't necessarily mean lav and essay are absolutely identical, because now, the critical issue. When is the lav of Hashavas Aveda, and when is the essay of Hashavas Aveda Chal? When exactly is that Chal? At what point does the essay kick in? At what point does the lav kick in? The lav kick in. Oh. When we did the Sugya and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara had a Havamina that my mitzisiha re'isiha, re'isiha. You know what that means? When I see a lost object, I'm kona the chefetz b'shasriya. Wow. I'm kona the chefetz b'shasriya. And the Gemara rejects that. No, that's not true. Umatzasa is the osi liyodei mashu. Now I'll ask you a simple question. So what does that mean? Does that mean that re'i is irrelevant? You're right. Black and white in the Gemara, but Metzida Beis Amud Aleph. You don't have to learn so much in the Masechta to know that you're not Kona the Chayfetz Veshas Re'i. That certainly is true. But what about as far as the Chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda is concerned? So here the Rambam writes a very great Kiddush. Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda, Perek Yir Aleph, Halachos Aleph, Halacha Beis. The Rambam begins, Haroa Aveda Sisra. Haroa Aveda Sisra. You go ahead and you see, you spot, in Aveda. And guess what? V'nisali Yimim. And you turn a blind eye. V'nicha. You walk away from it. Oh, important. No, you walk away from it. You abandon the chayfetz. The Rambam writes, guess what? You violate the love in an essay. You violate the love, lo sira, lo sucha l'isale, and ubitel mitzvah saseh. Ubitel mitzvah saseh. Wow, what's the great, great chiddush of this sheet of the Rambam? That both the love and the essay are chal b'shasri. They're both chal b'shasri. Well, that's a very, very great chiddush. The Rambam writes in Halacha Beis. More than that, lo kach es aveda. Now I seize the chayfetz. And lo yishiva, don't return it. Well, good. You're going to violate the essay of Hashavas Aveda. You're going to violate the lav of Losuchal Yisalei, and the Rambam adds, and you're going to violate the lav d'arais of Geza. The Torah says Lo Sigzo. You're not entitled to seize the chayfetz and keep it. So the Rambam writes, you walk, a lav and an essay. You seize and fail to return, two lavim and an essay. Here, there also is considered to be, right, the Nisr of Gezel as well. So good, it's clear from the Parsha. There's a lav, there's an essay. When it comes to Shavas Aveda, the Chiddush of the Rambam is they're both chal b'shas re'i. They're both chal b'shas re'i. Wow. You're not kona the chayfetz b'shas re'i. That's the Gemara of Metzi and Abbeis. So for example, if you lose something in your miyayish, and I see it, I'm not kona the chayfetz. Ados yodei mashma. But as far as the chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda is concerned, if you are not miyayish, in such a case, that is chal miyad b'shas re'i. Well, that indeed is the Kiddush. Well, that's the Shita Saram. Yeah?
Just a technical question about the Aveda Yisrael. How would you know for certain whether it's an Aveda Yisrael or not? Are you going to rely on the rule of the decision?
Generally is. Right. Generally is. In fact, that's what the Rosh writes. But Metzirah Pei Yisam Adalim. What do you mean, Anim Etzusia in Kula Shali? Anim Etzusia in Chayv HaShavaz Aveda. What do you mean, Etzusia in Kula Shali? So that's the Kiddush that the Rosh writes. Rovaku. If it's Rav Akum, then a person has a right to go ahead and to make that assumption of Holchin Holchin Acharo. There's no Muchsuk in Holchin Acharo. So that's the Lav and the Essay. The Rambam both, which indeed are Chal. Both are Chal. Is this so obvious? We start to discuss the Gemara a little bit later. Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. When you look at that Pasuk in Hashavas Aveda, there is a phrase that somehow doesn't sound like it belongs. The Pasuk says that lo sira, that you shouldn't see, right, a shor, a chayfetz that belongs to, right, someone else. I would say simply, and hashev teshivim, hashev teshivim. The Pasuk throws in a couple of extra words, v'hi salamta mehem, v'hi salamta mehem. What does that mean, v'hi salamta mehem? It seems to be completely mute. Now, why does the Pasuk have to say Salamta? So the Gemara's Doresh Chiddush, Pa'amim Sha'ata Misalim. Because there are times that absolutely walk away. Don't seize the chavis. Don't seize the chavis. What would an example be where the Torah would insist, don't? So the Gemara tells you the following. Hayakon. And the Hebrew Beis HaKaros. You're a Kohen. The object isn't a Beis HaKaros. So the Pasuk says, look, typically return, but there's sometimes you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to access the chavis. A Kohen of Beis HaKaros. The Gemara says that's obvious. That's obvious. Because after all, hi, a saying. Hashava Savedo is a mitzvah sasei, Hashav Teshivein. And for a Kohen to go and to access the chavis and the Beis HaKaros is a lav and an asay. The beginning of, ooh, Parsha Semor. No? Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav, that's a lav, and that say is kadoshim yiyu. Tumas konim is lav and an asay. And therefore, how in the world could you think, or just as we just discussed, the mitzvah sasei of Hashava Saved is midoch lav and asay of tumas konim. So Rashi is bothered by the following question. Why is the Gemara characterized Hashava Saveda as an essay? Hashava Saveda is also a lava and an essay. No? The Gemara should say, high lava essay, v'high lava essay. What's true of Tumas Kohanim is also true of Hashava Saveda. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that no, the Hashava Saveda is an essay. And Tumas Kohen is lav and asay. It sounds like they're not equal. Of course they're equal. Each one is lav and asay. Ooh, that's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi writes, Daflamana Maralev, the af al gav de los asay namika. And even though it's true, when it comes to Hashava Saveda, there also is a lav. Well, so why in the world doesn't the Gemara mention it? Do you know what Rashi answers? Because that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant, no? What, one lav is doch another lav? The koach to be doch is essay. Essay doch los asay. So the Gemara says, even though Hashava Saveda is an essay, it can't be doch a lav and an essay. Rashi says, it's true, Hashava Saveda is also a lav, but there's no principle, a lav and an essay is doch a lav and an essay. That certainly is not true. So that's how Rashi writes, the Gemara does not mention anything about the lav, because essay hu de kadachim, that's the lashon of Rashi. The essay has the koach of dechia. So the Gemara says, but not here, because this essay of Hashav Teshivim cannot go ahead and suspend a lav and essay of Tumas Kohen. Oh, so that's what Rashi writes. Okay? Look in the Ramban. And this Ramban is fundamentally against the Ramban. This Ramban, right? Bok Metzid Aflam and Avalav, Dermaskel Kro. The Ramban writes, of course the Gemara doesn't say lav and an essay. Lav and a Kohen. Simultaneously, there's lav and an essay. When a Kohen is mitame lemeis, he violates lav and an essay. But when it comes to the lav and essay of Hashava Saveda, lo mishkachas lav essay biyachad. It's not just overlapping repetition. Of course, there's lav and essay, but they're so different. They're so different. If I were to ask you, when is the lav chal? When is the lav chal? Isn't it clear? The lav is chal b'shas re'iyah. The pasuk says lo sirin, lo sukha li'isalein. What do you mean lo sukha li'isalein? At what point in time? When I seize it, lo sukha li'isalein? No. It means you see it, and you decide I'm gonna bolt. Obviously, the lav is chal b'shas re'iyah. But the Ramban writes the essay is chal b'shas re'iyah. Of course not. The essay of Hashava Saveda is only la'achar dos liyadei. So the lav and essay are addressing very different circumstances. The lav is kodem dos liyadei b'shas re'iyah, but Hashem teshivim is only natla b'shas netila, not b'shas re'iyah. So in this particular case, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk into the Beis HaKaros. I'm going to take that object, me the Kohen, and return it to him. Ooh. What do you mean? What right? You're going to tell me the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. No. The mitzvah of Hashava Saveda can't be dealt with the lav and the essay. So that's exactly what the Gemara means. Wow, that the lav and the essay are not chal b'vasachas. The lav is b'shas re'iyah, and the essay is chal b'shas netilah. This is not a steer of the Ramban. Even though this is true, the Ramban will still tell you, but I still maintain that the lav is a function of essay. Because why is there a lav, the Shasra'iyah? In order to ensure that there's netila. That's the purpose of the lav. So, a chiddush realized according to the Ramban. Even though the Ramban writes, it's obvious that the lav is a function of the essay, it does not mean that they're identical. Just like we said according to the Ran about Malacha. Even though the lav and the essay overlap, they're not identical. You can have a whole world to the essay that the lav doesn't cover. But in terms of the starting point, clearly the desire of the Torah is Hashava, and the reason the Torah posits a lav, B'Shasriya, is to ensure that you're no tel the chefetz, because the essay kicks in at the time of the netila. Well, that's a huge machlokas in the Rambam. In the Ramban, where the Rambam maintains both are chal, the vasacha, shasri, the Ramban disagrees. Yeah.
But if the essay is not chal yet according to the Ramban, then how does the Gemara compare the essay as something that would be docha the?
Right. It's a good question. But in other words, what would we think? What would we think? Maybe I would have a havamina to assume that the Kohen should enter the Beis HaKvaros, take the chepetz, and return it to its rightful owner. And what would the license be to do that? I would have to argue that that which I'm doing is so great, meaning the essay, it's dovka the lav and the essay. Oh, that can't be. That can't be. In other words, the havamina that you would tell a Kohen, it's worth doing so. So what is it worth doing? It's worth going into the Beis HaKvaros, seizing the chepetz, and going ahead and returning it. Oh, that would require that the essay is dovka the losa save essay. That's how the Ramban reads that command. Reads that command. And if you look in the Chiddushei Ran, and that sugya, daf lam and amar aleph, the Ran assumes like the Rambam is like. Both are chal. The lav and essay, b'shas riya. If you see a chayfetz and you just walk away from it, you violate a lav and an essay, not just simply the lav by itself. Yeah.
According to Rashi, Rashi says, who says this essay and this lav override the other essay and
right.
The lav. So shouldn't you be able to pick and choose?
There's no such principle that a lav and an essay violates a lav and an essay. And maybe the answer would be in that case, don't. There's no license to.
But who says which one comes first?
Maybe, usually if a person, let's say, is faced with a situation where in either direction, this and this, you can always say Sheval Tasa. Sheval Tasa. Let's assume, for example, a person brings a carbon. A person brings a carbon. And you know what? The dam of this carbon got mixed up with the dam of that carbon. And there's a different number of zrikos for carbon A and carbon B. So what's the downside? If I do too much, it's baltosif. If I don't do enough, it's baltigra. So you know what the Gemara says? Better to violate baltigra by doing nothing than violate baltosif actively. If each way you turn, there's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, you can't act. You can't act. Acting, violating an Isser requires some license. So therefore, I would tell you, just don't. Refrain. So whenever in that situation, hayaseh v'hayaseh, we would assume that, sit back. Shev al tasa. So that's a fundamental machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Any raya to the chiddush of the Ramban. So when you look in that run, daflam and aleph, the Ran writes that there is a Gemara here in our Perek. It sounds really like the Ramban. Chavav Mabez. And that's what I wanted you to take a look at. Now, the Gemara says the following. Let's start with case A. Simple. Ra Sela Shenafla. Right, I go and I see a guy walking, and guess what? Something just fell out of his pocket. He was not Miyayish. And not Lalif Neyush. I went and I took it. Oh, Gabaldik, he took it for a Shavas Aveda. No, you didn't take it for a Shavas Aveda. Right? The case of Rava is that Natla Amanas Lagozla. I took it to keep it. The Gemara says, terrible. The Gemara says, you violate three different mitzvahs. Number one, you violated the mitzvah Losa. Say, Losigzo. That's Mamash Gezel. You violated the essay of Hashek Teshivim. you violated the lav d'areis of lo sucha lihisalim. So therefore, three different psukim. That's a case of nafla legozla, nafla gozla. Okay. Rava continues. Ooh, himtin. You know what? A guy just dropped this amount of money. You know, I'm going to take it now. What do you mean, gezel, hashavas aveda, lo sucha lihisalim? You know, I know that this guy is going to realize that the money is gone and he's going to be miayish. So guess what? I stand next to the object and I wait. Yeah, guess what? I get word that, the guy realized that he dropped all this money and he was miayish. Himtim, as nishyashu. And now venatla. Now I take it. So what are you saying that I violate? What are you saying I violate now? Some furish in the Gemara. Eino over ella mishum lo sucha lihisam. One is lo sucha lihisam. If himtin adz nishyashu, you only violate sucha lihisam. Wait. Why is that? Well, I understand. I didn't violate Geza. Because when I took it, it was Lachar Yesh. So that's not Geza. A guy loses something, he's Miyayish, and I take it, okay. That's not Geza. Lo Sukh Lisam, I violated. Lo Sukh Lisam is Beshasriya, no? Lo Sira, Lo Sukh Lisam, that's Beshasriya. Okay. But why didn't I violate Hashem Teshive? I failed to return the Chavis to its rightful owner. Why didn't I violate the case of Hashem Teshivim? You know what the answer is? The Ram writes, the Ram Mochachas to the Ramban. That Hashem Teshivim is only Chal, B'Shas Natila. And here B'Shas Natila was Lachar Yeyush. Okay. So I was no till the Chayfetz Lachar Yeyush. Oh, so undeniably I violated this sort of Osira, Osuchal Yisalim, but that's it. Ooh, but the Ram writes, according to the Rambam, and the Ran writes, I have to agree with the Rambam, right? Like, good, you don't violate Gezel, but you should violate two out of the three, not one out of the three. Ooh, that's the kasha that the Ran writes. It sounds explicit from the Gemara. If himtin, asno nishashu, so in such a case, you don't violate Hashem Teshivim. You only violate Sukhli Salim. How can that possibly be? Oh, so the Ran writes, you know what? I have to add the following Kiddush. Whoa. When do you violate Hashem Teshiv? B'Shasriyah. Yes, the Rambam, B'Shasriyah. But when? Ooh, so the Ran writes the following Kiddush. You know when you violate it? Shehimtim v'lo hinicha Va'avidasa va'adayin yachal hashiv. What does that mean? Such a chiddush. You know when you violate the essay of Hashem Teshivim, if I see the chayfetz and I abandon the chayfetz, I see your lost object and I'm out of here. I abandon it. I see your lost object and I choose not to safeguard that object. The Ran writes the following chiddush. In this case, are you guilty of that? What did I do? I see you lost it, and guess what? I'm safeguarding the chayfetz. I'm standing there watching the chayfetz. That is not called a violation of Hashem Teshivim. Hashem Teshivim is abandonment of the chayfetz. You're mevatel the essay of Hashem Teshivim when you abandon the chayfetz. And in that case of himtin, you can't call that abandonment. Wow. That's the chiddush of the Ran. So there are two ways of understanding that Gemara. Now, why don't you buy that Hashem Teshivim? Simple, the Ramban. Because that's only chal b'shas netila. Oh, the Ran. No, it's chal b'shas ri'iyah, but only if you abandon the chayfetz. Abandon the chayfetz. Failure to return the chayfetz. Failure to return the chayfetz. You know, I'm watching the chayfetz. If I would seize it and fail to return, that's true. But here, it's a little tricky. I'm watching the chayfetz. I failed to return it, but it was miyayish. It was miyayish. When I took it, it was lachayayish. Technically, that's not a violation of a sheif tashivin. So you know what Reb Chaim is bothered by? This is Reb Chaim al Hashas. Right? The heading is called the Inyan of Sufa Lisan. Right? The Sugi, but Mezid HaFabot. If the Ran is true, if what the Ran says is correct, that the focus is abandonment, so why then do you violate the law of the Sukhul Yisamim? That's Reb Chaim's question, no? Maybe I'll disagree with the Ran, but let's assume like the Ran. The Ran says, you only violate these Psukei HaTorah if you abandon the Chayfetz. Okay, so therefore, so what's the Maskana? I would say the following. So if I abandon the chayfetz, I violate the sukhli salim and hashef the shivim. And if I don't abandon the chayfetz, I'm safeguarding the chayfetz, I shouldn't violate the essay of hashef the shivim, and I shouldn't violate the level of sukhli. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that if himtin, ashnis yashu, eino over elo mishumo sukhli salim. Whoa. So why is there nisir all? Why is there nisir all? So Reb Chaim says, you see, according to the Ran, a fundamental difference between the Suchu Lehisalim and Hashev Teshivim. Wow. They're not exactly identical. They're not exactly identical. It's just one's a law, one's an essay. They're fundamentally different. Even according to the Ran and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, they're obviously different. One is Chal B'Shasriya. The other is Chal B'Shas Netila. But even if you disagree with the Ramban, they're both are Chal B'Shas Riyah. The Chiyuv is Chal B'Shas Riyah. But there still is a difference. There still is a difference. You know what? Osuch L'Yisali means you can't ignore. You can't ignore the Chayvetz. You can't go ahead and lend a blind eye. A blind eye. Ooh, Reb Chaim says the following. Osuch L'Yisali is an ongoing. An ongoing love. An ongoing love. V'over b'chol rega. Over b'chol rega. Whoa. The love of Usuch L'Yisalim is an iser b'fneat smal a chefzi b'halama. That's the language quoted in the Reb Chaim al-Hashas. The fact that You ignore the Chovas HaShavah. Okay? So that is an ongoing issue. So the fact that the Aveda is there, and Himtin, that is a violation of the Sukhul Yisalim. But you know what? The Bittul essay of Hashev Teshivim is when you fail to return the chayfetz. When you abandon the chayfetz, l'maynaf kamina, right? If himtin and subsequent inisyayish, you will still have violated the law for that window of time that you failed to return, because lo suchul yisali means that you cannot lend a blind eye. You cannot ignore the Aveda, but the only time you violate the essay of Hashev Teshivim is if a person fails to return, and if there was Yeush, then that's not true. Wow. So in other words, even the Rambam would agree that the Chovas HaMitzvah, when it comes to the Chovas HaShavah, both the love and the essay are chal, the Shas Re'iyah. But in terms of the Bittul HaLav, or the Bittul essay, there's a world of difference. The lav is an ongoing one. The lav is an ongoing one. You know, I steal something from you. I don't only violate the lav at the time that I took it. Kol zman that the chepetz is viyadi. Kol zman that the chepetz is viyadi. I'm going to violate a lav. But a person will say, I already violated the lav, so why should I return it? You know what the answer is? You're going to continue and violate the lav, no? But you know what? If you'll return it a week later, you're going to fulfill the essay of Ahisha v'Sagzeh, Asher Gozal. Failure to fulfill the essay means I stole and I never returned. But the Averas Halav is something which is ongoing. No? A person has chametz in his rishus, day one, day two, day three, day four. The entire time that the chametz remains in his rishus, he's going to continue to violate the lav of Bar Rabbi Matzeh. If on day four I decide to burn it, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah tashmisu. But the lav is an ongoing one. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That if himtin, that's not going to excuse you from the entire time that you violate the lav. But if ultimately either you return, or if ultimately there was yeyush, whoa. So in such a case, then you weren't mevatel the essay. This is true even according to the Rambam, even according to the Rav. So the essay and lav are not identical. Even though fundamental machlokas, whether the chovas essay, or the chovas alav, is chal b'shas ri'ya, or whether it's chal b'shas natila. If you look in the Bircha Shmuel, here in Bava Metzion, Simen Tezayin, Ozbeiz, writes a further chiddush b'shem Rav Chaim. The Rambam maintains that the chiyuv hashava is chal b'shasriya. Hashev teshivim is chal b'shasriya. But Bircha Shmuel quotes b'shem Rav Chaim. We'll have to see as we continue to learn. But even the Rambam could agree it's not seamless. There's a difference between hashev teshivim kodem netila, and hashev teshivim la'achar netila. Even though the chiyuv is b'shasar iya, but maybe there's a world of difference between kodem netila and achar netila. The Ramban writes, there's such a difference, the mitzvah is not chal until. The Ramban writes, no, the mitzvah is chal, but maybe there's a difference. Kodem netila, b'shasar iya, the mitzvah is chal. La'achar netila, my geza. All of a sudden now, I have mammon in my rishus, which is eno shali. What's driving the hashava sevira kod netila is the mitzvah sashava. La'achar netila, this already is a choshimish v'hamacha, a dini mammon v'samacha. Then I have the chefetz, which is rishusi that's eno shali. And therefore, there could be a shift even within Hashem Teshivim. Hashem Teshivim Kod Netila is a mitzvah sashava. Hashem Teshivim La'achar Shenotal is not just a mitzvah, but there's a chovas mamon. And that is, right now, I have bin kone, mamon that's eino shali. In such a case, not only the Gemara you violated in the Sur Gezel, but even the chovas hashava has a component of choshen mishpat, of dinim amanos, not just simply a yerodeya chiyuv of hashava. One further comment, and this will lead into the Ramban. That gemara, chafav mebeis. If you haven't seen it yet, so for tomorrow's shi, chafav mebeis. Ra sela shenafo. I see a guy drop something. And certainly there was no yeush whatsoever. And all of a sudden I seize it. Amanas lagozla. What did the Gemara say? If I like three surim, lo sigzo, ashev teshivim, lo such lizalim. Terrible. Good? Then the guy is miyayish. So the Gemara says something unbelievable. Afal gav de chazra L'achar yeyush. The guy's miyayish. And you know what? All of a sudden, like, I come to my senses. I return the object. Yeah, a person's Yitzhar got a hold of him, no? He saw something drop. He took it to steal it. You know, the guy's miyayish. And he says, what in the world did I do? And I violated 3 surim for the purpose of, like, you know, for 10 bucks. Like, you know. He returns it. Take a look at the Gemara. Stunning. Matana hu diayivle. Matana hu diayivle. You're giving it back to him is a matana. The isura de avad avad. But the isura remains. I took something with intent to steal. And all of a sudden I have a change of heart. Tshuva. I return it. Matana hu diayivle. Why the word is that a matana? I steal something from you. And I'm chozer b'tshuva, and I get back to you. I'm the kayim that say, the heisha that says, the shuva goes on. No? Matana hu diayivle. Not matana hu diayivle. I'm a chuyav al pedin to return it, and when I return it, that's a kiyum asay. I love anita klasay. Here the Gemara says that I took it, I stole it, Vile those sigzal, shape the shivim, usukul isalim. The guy's miyayish. I steal something from you and you're miyayish. Of course, I have to give it back to you. And when I give it back to you, I fulfill the mitzvah of the heishiv and shagaza. Here, matanu diayivle. And visura da avad avad. This remains, and we need it as a matan. Why in the world? What do you mean? Why isn't there a chiyuv of heishiv v'sag? I find that this of gezel. Heishiv v'sag gezel. There's a mitzvah sashava, shape the shivim. Why don't I fulfill that mitzvah? So Tosus is so bothered by this. That Tosus, chafav ha-beis, ramas ha-matana. So you know what Tosus writes? You see why Tosus writes this, but I would say Pasha Pshat doesn't sound away from the Gemara. Tosus says the following. No. When the Gemara says matana, it doesn't mean an absolute matana. There are 3 surim here. There's geza, ashef teshivim, nosuchel yisalim. When the Gemara says isura da avar avar, you know what it means? When you return it, ready for this. 2 out of the 3 you resolve, but not 3 out of 3. That's what Tosfos says it means. When the Gemara says Isura de Avad Avad, it means the Isur Gezel, you are misaking Isur Gezel. Beheshev Esagzele Shagozel. When you return that object, you fulfilled Hashem Teshivim. So you knocked off Osigzel. You knocked off Hashem. But there is one Isur that remains. Lo Sucha Lizalim. What did we just say? Lo Sucha Lizalim is a. An ongoing love. The fact that you returned it now does not exempt you from the losuch alisalim. So when the Gemara says, even if you return it, isurah the avad avad, it means you still violated one isur, not all 3, one isur. 2 out of the 3 nachinami you resolved. But Isura Davara, what does it mean, Matana? Yeah. It means as far as the Losuchal Yisalim Matana, no? It's not really a Matana. By returning it, Beheshev HaSekzer Shagaza, by returning it, Hashem Teshivim. But as far as that Isur of Losuchal Yisalim, vis-a-vis that Isur, this is a Matana. The fact that I return it now is not going to exempt you from. Not going to exempt you from. A fascinating issue. I'll ask you a simple kasha. No? We'll have to see more makomos, but not for now. No? A guy has chametz in his rishus. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. Guess what? Now the last day of Pesach, he burns it. Clearly, he no longer violates Bar Rabbi Matzeh for the remainder of Pesach. Is it so obvious by burning it now, I uprooted all of the hundreds of hours that I violated by Rabbi Matzeh? Is that so obvious? Here, the fact that I returned it now does not undo Lo sucha liyaseli. Because I turned a blind eye to that chayfetz. You see what's bothering Tosus? No, because what's the other option? What in the world is the other option? The fact that I bought a three surim, the guy was miyayish. Well, let's say, for example, I took an aveda, and you know what? A guy's miyayish. I see you drop something. I want to do the right thing. So I take it for the purpose of Hashalas Aveda. And then you're miyayish. I have to return it. The fact that you're miyayish doesn't exempt from Hashalas Aveda. If the yayish occurred before, oh, then a different story. If there was no yayish kida'asa the other, of course you have to return it. So here also, I took the object, there was later yayish. So my returning it is like a matana. Why in the world should that be? So I'll just leave you with the kasha, but you have to now work on it, no? When you look in the Rambam quotes the Gemara Kepshuta, not like Tosus. Hilchos Gzeiv Aveda, Perik Yudalid, Halacha Vav, the Rambam quotes this case. Haroe Chavera Shanaflo Yimeno Dinar Al Haaretz. A guy dropped honey, and there was absolutely no Yeush. And you go ahead and you seize it to keep it. The Rambam writes, over al essay, over al shnei lavim, kamo shaviyarin. Oh, we still saw that Rambam. You violated Geza, v'lasuf lizalim. You violated the mitzvah sashava. And then the Rambam writes, en vafilu hichzil achariyush. And all of a sudden you decide to give it back to him. The Rambam writes, kfar avar al ha'isurim. Al ha'isurim. The language of the Gemara is isura de avarava. Maybe one can be a daik in language of the Gemara. Isura means one iser, tosus. L'such li'salim. The Rambam writes, don't pat yourself on the back for returning it. Kfar over al ha'isurim. So what in the world happened to the chovas hashava? The guy's miyayish, there's no chovas hashava? That's not true. I steal something, the guy's miyayish. There's no chovas hashava? A person loses something and I take it, he's miyayish. There's no chovas hashava? What happened to the chovas hashava? No, Tosa says, of course it remains. It's just l'such l'yisalim. So how do you understand, right, this chiddush of the Rambam Shita? So that's the Mochamas. So take a look at that, right, and daf Yudalad Mabeis and daf Yarif, right, the Mochamas. And once you see that, take a look at the following Achronim to explain this Mochamas. Aktos. The Ktos is in Kuf Samach Gimel Sivkot and Aleph. The Imre Moshe. Right, the separate sefer, Simon Lamed Beis, Os Lamed Ches. Right, and the stipler, the Kilas Yaakov, Amatzia Simon Chaches. Different ways of understanding this Mochamas. First, let's take a look at the Mochamas. Right, and try to understand what the Mochamas is suggesting. This is one of the most important Chidushim of the Ramban, right, in Shavas Aved, this Yudalma Beis and Dapei, and Dapei Harif. Okay, so maybe we'll continue with this one. Good. Okay.